This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I'm always looking for a great podcast to listen to, and my mother recently told me that the legendary BBC radio show Desert Island Discs was available as a podcast. What a treasure trove! There are more than 2,000 episodes. If you don't know the show, on the show, celebrated guests are interviewed and asked, if you were a castaway on a desert island, what 8 discs, or songs, one book, and one luxury would you take with you? I'm a huge fan of children's literature, so of course I'm familiar with the work of Quentin Blake, whom I know best for his illustrations of Roald Dahl. I decided to listen to his interview, which originally aired in 2006, and I was very struck by a story he told. He was invited by the National Gallery in London to put together an exhibition called Tell Me a Picture. He decided to bring together the worlds of fine art and illustration to help children see in great artworks the kind of art that they're familiar with from picture books. What was interesting to me was that Quentin Blake was allowed to draw all over the walls. The pictures were hung, and he drew on the walls behind them. I looked up the photos online, and it looked wonderful. And this interested me tremendously because I've been thinking a lot lately about negative space. In art, negative space is the space around a subject. It's not the subject itself, but everything that's not the real subject. It's very easy to ignore negative space. Our attention is fixed on the positive space. Back when I was visiting the Metropolitan Museum every day, I kept thinking about the negative space of that space, like the stairwells, the restrooms, the odd little forgotten corners. I kept thinking, boy, they should do something interesting with this space. This is the Metropolitan Museum. For instance, I'm a huge fan of the masterpiece of children's literature by E.L. Konigsberg, the book From the Mixed Up Vials of Mrs. Basil E. Frankweiler. In the book, two children run away from home to live in the Met. On their first day, when they arrive with the things that they should have been taking with them to school, they have to hide their belongings in the museum. Now, if I were head of the Met, I'd create a permanent acknowledgement of the book. I'd stash a violin case and a trumpet case in some hallway corner or under a stairwell. I can only imagine the great pleasure visitors would feel spotting them there. For instance, there's an odd, ugly little neglected corner in the Egyptian wing. That would be perfect. There's also negative space outside the Met. The front of the museum is grand and gorgeous with a beautiful set of stairs, carvings, fountains, rows of trees, banners, and lights. On the back of the building, the side that faces Central Park, there's an enormous wall that looks, well, like the forgotten back of a building. Why not do something with that? I'll post pictures of both places in the show notes if you want to see them yourself. These days, I'm trying to look beyond the obvious. I'm trying to see the negative space, as well as the negative time. As Quentin Blake found, it offers tremendous opportunities, if we remember it's there. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.